Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and this is the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza Show. Bubble Boy is in the studio with me, and unfortunately, Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa is here as well. Because
get out of these veiled shots you take of me. They don't go unnoticed.
No, I'm just, you know.
I don't know why I come here for Christmas and you have to insult me.
Well, no, I'm not insulting you. I said it's the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza, and that means that you are here.
You said unfortunately.
Well, you know, for certain people, they want to know or be
warned.
Most
people love Santa. Are you a Jew?
I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
Well, see, Bubble Boy's the person in charge of, I don't know, his wrangler.
Hey, be glad I'm not Krampus.
Well, I'm not so sure you're not, actually,
if I was Krampus, I'd be digesting your soul as we speak.
As opposed to just smelling like it.
That's not true.
Okay.
I smell like...
Where's the poopery? We need some poopery in here,
like
Bubble Boy.
I smell like the finest colognes.
is that
oils,
what you call it?
Oils from India.
Oh, brother.
And unlike the finest colognes, his is food in the body.
Well, that's what's going on here in the studio. Now, connected via the web, we have an entire group of diving friends that are in much, you know, safer digs because, you know, they won't have
to
be.
Jimmy, do you remember when Greg used to be able to talk?
Yeah, I sure do.
Thank you.
Back in the day.
Santa. All right, Scuba Board's Ned Doc is with us. Pete, how you doing, buddy? Come on in,
Pete. Doing great, man.
All right, so Pete is
Weather's
with us.
Fine.
The weather's fine down in Key Largo. And
no snow.
You don't have Drunken Santa sitting next to you.
And I don't have Drunken Santa. He's not allowed, I think. He's got a restraining order.
He's been
banned. That's not true. I can go wherever I need to.
Monroe County, I believe, has a warrant for your arrest. Also,
that's news to me.
Yep. We have Jerry the Diver Guy is with us from the mountains of Virginia.
Woohoo! Merry Christmas!
What's going on? Yep, and we got Casey, a good buddy from diving back in the day. Casey's with us. How you doing, Casey?
Yeah, we're just loaded up on sunshine here. Had to turn the heater on. Got down to the 60s last night.
It did. You know, he's over in Tampa. The Scuba Cowboy is in Colorado. He's connected via the web. Pop, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic, man.
Yippee.
But we definitely got a white Christmas coming out here.
Yeah, okay. So he's snowed in, kind of in an igloo and, in Colorado. And there might be some kind of weird smell going on throughout that igloo. He's in Colorado. Hey, I'll leave it at that.
I don't know what happened. I ordered my firewood, and it was all green bricks.
Huh.
Really?
Go figure.
Like little small hay bales.
Go figure.
You know who loves white Christmases?
Who?
Strippers.
Okay, that's good to know. Dennis is with us as well. Dennis hasn't been with us on Scuba Radio for a while, but he's been helping me out on Just Plain Radio quite a bit. Dennis, how are you, man?
I'm freezing up here.
Yeah, he's in the great white north of Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
All right, so...
hey, watch out. There's a lot of Muslims up there.
Okay, we'll just leave that where it lies. But Dennis is with us to talk a little bit about lobster cooking and some other diving related things. Now, all those guys that are connected via the web today are not in the studio with us with Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa, which is a good thing for them. However, as part of the
still smell them though.
Well, as part of the Crapstravaganza, you know, festivities today, everybody is going to set either physically or, you know, I don't know,
webbily.
Okay, webbily on Santa's lap and tell him what he, you know, you would like.
Wait
for
a
Christmas.
Minute, there's a wet spot there.
Yeah. Well, that would be from Bubble
that,
Boy.
That was from your mom.
Oh, geez. Really? Wow. Talk about Christmas spirit. Or I don't know what. We're just totally ruining.
She dropped a shot of vodka.
The holidays for everyone. All right. That's what it was.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
What are you drinking? Mermaid rum over there?
No,
what
I'm
is
drinking
that?
Vodka with a sweater on it.
Oh, brother. Okay.
It's festive.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy Christmas sweater on your vodka bottle.
Isn't that funny?
Vodka.
Isn't that hilarious?
And Jerry, did you ship him some of your moonshine? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I don't. That wouldn't be a good thing to do. Not with him.
No, he didn't have been going if that's the case.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to snag some when I slide down his chimney in a couple of days.
All right, that's.
I heard that's what he runs the reindeer on, though.
Oh, quit it. I think it was
octane.
Euphemism for
they
something.
Do love it, but it gives them horrible diarrhea.
Oh, geez. Okay, so anyway, we are going to do this. We're going to go around the room and, you know, via the web with the crew today and have them sit on your lap and tell them what you would like for Christmas. So, Bubble Boy, since you're here and you're sitting right next to him, I figure you should provide that protective layer and go first.
Oh, yes.
So go ahead and get up on his lap.
Oh, hello, little boy. What's your name?
My name's Jimmy.
Well, Jimmy, have you been a good boy this year?
You tell me.
I can't keep track of all these kids.
There's a lot of Jimmy.
There's millions.
I've been very good.
There's millions. Okay. Give me a break. Tell me. Just answer the question.
And I would assume, Bubble Boy, you're going to ask for something dive-related. So, you know, don't ask for a stripper like you do every year.
Great.
Ask for something that would be more appropriate.
Is that is not a problem.
Okay,
they are abundant here in Florida.
Jeez.
How about a mermaid?
Oh.
There you go.
Can you make that
rum.
Christmas mermaid wish come true?
Rum.
I can. I absolutely can. It's Christmas magic.
All right. Well, Bubble Boy Brian.
I will need some of that wink, wink snow.
Ah, okay.
Dandruff.
Yeah, okay.
The devil's dandruff.
And I got to thank Bubble Boy. He brought in some coffee for me today to get through the Crapstravaganza. So grab your coffee. You're going to need some, too.
So you would like a mermaid?
Yes, I
would. Small, medium, or large?
Medium.
Medium? Okay.
Okay.
Would you like anything else with the mermaid?
Brown hair, red hair, what? Do you care?
Blonde mermaid.
Medium mermaid. Okay, do you have someone in mind there, Drunken Santa?
I do, but she's pregnant.
Okay.
Jeez. Does it matter if she's pregnant?
Nah.
Whoa, okay. All right, well, yeah. All right.
That's a two for one.
Yeah.
So Jimmy's lazy.
Oh, jeez.
We'll put the baby in the stocking.
Okay, well, that's just disturbing. I don't know what to...
Now, let me ask you something. Are you one of those people that saves the placenta or not?
Oh, just stop, okay?
You can fry it up
just
like
stop
an egg.
It. Be quiet. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if this is a
Is this not
really
one of those
plan.
Organic shows that talks about special exotic foods?
Well, we were going to talk about, you know, dive-related things. You know, getting into the mythical world of mermaids is one thing.
Okay, mermaids.
I actually freeze the placenta. And
yeah,
then
okay, just stop.
Cookie.
Oh, my gosh. Jerry the Diver Guy, bail us out. Get you know, you
don't
know
if I want to.
Well,
I can't follow that.
Physically, you don't have to get up on Drunken Santa's lap, but, you know... Yeah, imagine such a thing, because now
it's
that it's
hard
been,
to imagine after
well,
that.
Well,
pretend you have a hernia.
It's burned into your brain now. You won't be able to unsee it in your brain. So while you're there, you might as well ask for
hello,
something.
Hello, young Gerald. How are you today?
Okay.
I'm just peachy.
Yeah. What do you want for Christmas, Jerry? Come on, tell him.
A new moonshine steel.
Ah, well,
that's not dive related.
It isn't either. Yeah, I was.
It was pressurized.
I'm sorry.
That's
that,
the other list. I'm sorry.
That
I'm
request
sorry.
Has
wrong
been
list.
Denied.
Wrong list.
Never been on Jerry's boat.
Yeah, you've never been on Jerry's boat. True. Okay. All right. Well, you are.
Try again, Jerry.
Jerry, the diver guy. What diving related thing would you like Santa to award you with this year?
A new liveaboard trip to the
Ooh.
Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos.
That's a good one.
Can you make that happen, yeah. Drunken
well,
Santa?
Well, I need to talk to one of Greg's sponsors, I think.
Explorer Ventures?
Yes.
Well, you can do it.
If you do that on behalf of Jerry the Diver Guy, there's no chance in hell they'll allow him to be on. So don't do that. Don't talk to them.
Why? Why can't Jerry go?
You will not make a good character witness. You hear what I'm saying?
Talk about crap extravaganza.
Yeah, that isn't the endorsement you want, Jerry.
Mischaracter witness is what you would call that.
Yes, it
Greg,
would be.
You're not exactly making dreams come true.
Well, that's not my
job. He doesn't have a tail and floppy ears.
Stop crapping on everybody's presence.
You're the fictional guy. I'm the Mr. Reality here.
I hear music. Does that mean we have to go?
Yes, thank God. Just in the nick of time. Well,
maybe
there's a
fictional.
Yeah. There's a little taste of the Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza 2016. More to come, whether you like it or not.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here you go, man. Merry Christmas.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the 1 hour's open sleigh.
What's the matter with him? The jingle bells got him. They're jingling all the way. Look at that.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Look at that.
Jingle, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy and Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa is in the studio for our Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza show this week. We apologize in advance.
Merry Christmas,
probably
everybody.
And, so, you know, we're going around the room and having all the crew members here today ask Santa what they want for Christmas. And maybe that'll give you some ideas. And let me just throw it out there right up front. Remember, you can give the gift of scuba. Just giving a class or something like that.
Have some class, give a class.
Well, a scuba class is what I'm talking about. Go in your local dive center.
Yes.
Get a gift certificate for a scuba class. Give it to the non-diver on your list or some continuing education or something. You know, recruit more dive buddies. That's one thing you could do. I guess that's what you know, I'm going to do that as opposed to get up on your lap because I really don't want to do that. You know, because I'm still.
I know
in recovery.
You might fall in love. It's happened.
No, no, no. I'm still in recovery from open heart surgery, and my immune system is not nearly strong enough to tolerate such, you know, bacteria.
But I'm sensing that your aura is strong.
Okay. Is that the force?
Oh,
is
that's
with
just
me?
The lighting. Someone adjusted the lighting.
Oh no, I thought it was the force. It was a force. I saw the movie last night.
May the force can be with you.
Oh, brother. Okay, so we got Bubble Boys thing. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. He asked for a moonshine still.
No, he asked for a liveaboard trip.
Oh, a liveaboard trip, and you said
you're the world's
no.
worst elf. Help me keep track of this stuff.
All right, well, that'll just never that'll never work
Jimmy
out.
Jimmy asked for a mermaid, a blonde pregnant mermaid.
Okay. All right.
And Jerry asked for a liveaboard.
All right. Well, let's kind of work around the crew here. Let's bring up Pete from Scuba Board, Net Doc. Pete, what do you think there, buddy? Get up on Santa's lap. Tell
Hello,
him what you want.
Little Pete.
Yeah. What? I don't have a thick enough wetsuit.
Well, I don't think there's one in
All right,
existence.
You can just ask me. He's just shy. Ask him. There's always a shy kid. There's a shy kid in every crowd.
Okay, fair enough. What do you want there, Pete? For Christmas, what do you think?
Yeah, I've got all the scuba stuff I really need. I want.
Yeah, so it's like all of the above.
What about? I just want to keep diving.
What about some O-rings? Or for your stockings? Or what about some mask defogger?
All right, for his
sure.
People always run out of that.
All right, so O-rings for his save a dive kit and defog for his next dive. So Santa actually gave you a great suggestion on what to get for Christmas. That's pretty nice of you. I'm kind of surprised.
Or fin straps, if you have that kind of fin.
Well, that'd be in your Save a Dive kit as well. An extra fin strap in case you crack one up.
Stuff that you ought to have handy so you don't ruin the dive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a dry pack to keep your card in. And your tip money for the crew.
Boy, he's betting $1,000 here.
I'm telling you he's actually thought some things. Where'd you come up with this stuff?
He must have been reading Scuba Board.
I'll tell you what.
Santa Claus.
And he's been drinking his vodka, and it kind of makes me, you know, the more he drinks, the more sane and coherent he becomes. It's the weirdest thing with Scuba Radio's drunken Santa.
Kind of weird that way.
That is bizarre. I don't know what to think about that, but I don't know.
Greg, did you notice that they talked about rescue diving in the Star Wars movie?
In the Rogue One, they talked about rescue diving.
Yeah.
I saw it last night.
Congratulations. You're being rescued. Stop struggling.
Ah, right. Exactly.
Bunk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I could see that. That's true.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Spoiler alerts, right. Please. Some of us haven't made it out there yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now you know what to look
it's
for.
It's one line.
Spoiler alert, Han Solo dies.
Shush. Just stop
wrong
it,
movie.
Santa.
Oh, that was the wrong one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends on which one you go see, I guess.
You can't go see the other one.
You can't?
That was years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
In a galaxy far, far away.
True. So true.
I know you had a cardiac issue, but was there some sort of brain trauma?
Yeah, maybe. Very possible. Well, Pete, did you like the Rogue One movie? Or no?
It's a very morbid movie.
Morbid. Okay.
Oh, I got to see it now.
All right. So
It's the most morbid of all of them, but I enjoyed it. We went with Rainbow Reef.
Uh-huh.
The owner at Rainbow Reef took out, he rented an entire theater for his crew.
Hmm.
And and there are significant others. So we all had a good old time, had the place to ourselves, watched it in 3D, and it was as fun as all get out.
Well, I enjoyed it, but I'll tell you, I didn't like it as much as the other new Star Wars one that came out, you know, earlier this year.
I'll agree with you.
I liked that one way better. I thought it was good. It's definitely worth going to see. But I don't know if I'd give it two full fins up. You hear what I'm saying?
Like I said, it was morbid, especially for a Christmas movie. It's like, really? How many people are dying in this movie?
Was there any hot chicks in it?
Well, yeah I guess kind of. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
they got the bar scene going on. Doot 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 doot.
That's right. All those aliens. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna build a wall, so I'll take care of them.
Okay.
Well, if you remember from the very, very, very first Star Wars movie back in the '70s,
mm-hmm.
they said a lot of people died to bring those plans.
Yes, they did.
And now they've shown it.
That's graphically right. And in a horrible way.
Maybe. Maybe you'll have to go see it for yourself and see. Yeah. So anyway, there you go.
Good CGI. I mean, probably the best CGI.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one thing about the movie. I actually saw Rogue One last night, and then I hurried home and caught the season finale of Treasure Quest with our friend Megan Heaney Greer. Saw that? Everyone see that yet or no?
Negative.
All right. I'm about to give a spoiler. So I'm going to count it, say 3, 2, 1. If you don't want to hear it, just turn the radio off.
La, 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 la.
1. Okay, so everybody doesn't want to know, isn't listening.
They find the treasure.
All right.
How about that?
Is it over?
Megan.
Yes.
Megan gets the treasure.
That is so cool.
And, so now we'll have to talk to Megan's bodyguards. She won't talk directly to us anymore.
Well, I've already reached out to her. She said she will talk to us next Saturday. So on Christmas Eve. We are doing a special show, and Megan Heaney Greer has promised to join us
for the last time, and then we'll be below her
in the afterglow of treasure hunting on Treasure Quest Snake Island. And I tell you, I was shocked what I saw on the show. It was impressive. So if you have a DVR'd or you can catch one of the repeats on Discovery Channel, go check it out. It ended pretty spectacularly, and I was like, "Whoa, look at that! She is the ultimate poker player." Because I got to tell you, when we saw her at DEMA, I was like, "Well, you're here, so obviously you didn't find the treasure." And they're like, "Where are you?" So much for that, because they did find something, and it was pretty impressive stuff. All right, we'll get back on track for our Christmas crap extravaganza, whether you like it or not. Next, stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. See Crockett's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Crockett, what's up, buddy? Talk to me.
You were talking about Treasure Quest. I watched the show last night.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it was a good ending. But at the very end of it, only brings up some questions like previous, like the treasure hunting and off the coast of Florida and stuff, where people have found vast amounts of treasure, and then the government stepped in and kind of
took it all.
Yeah, took it away. So I'm wondering about was it Argentina is where they found it at?
Yeah, down there somewhere, Brazil, someplace. Yeah.
So what's the government going to do? Is it going to like jump in and pull the same trick, or what's going
to
happen with
you
that?
You know what? We'll have to find out next week, because we're going to have Megan Heaney Greer on, and I think that could be one of the storylines for Treasure Quest Snake Island Season 3. We will find out soon enough whether or not that is one of the deals or not. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's good stuff. But, hats off to her. I mean, that is impressive stuff.
So you're saying she might wind up on Locked Up Abroad?
Could be happening.
I locked up abroad once, but only because she wanted me to.
Yeah, that was one of those kind of deals. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a Christmas wish come true.
Yes.
Yeah, of course it was.
Handcuffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Onion dip.
Onion dip, huh?
Yep. That's all I could say.
All right. Well, I don't know.
When you run out of pretzel sticks, you improvise.
Well, Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa, what do you want for Christmas? I guess we ought to take this quick opportunity to at least find out if there is anything we can get.
I want a Mrs. Claus that's not a pain in the ass.
Hmm. What, like a coupon that you can play when she gets out of line or something?
No,
or?
Totally new woman.
Oh, okay. You want to trade in?
Santa's flying solo.
Really? Is that what's going on?
Good news, ladies.
I brought something for Santa, Greg.
Yeah?
It's a liver. It's enlarged and
Thank
it's fatty.
You. That's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
That's very thoughtful.
Well,
I can use one.
Bubble Boy and Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa are hitting it off, so let's take a quick break, regroup. We'll be back with more.
My rabbit, that was better.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, 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 it's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wetsuits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with scuba radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny. They should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wetsuits we will go.
Pa!
Take it from Kris Kringle on scuba radio.
I'm home!
On scuba radio.
Now.
Ho, ho!
This won't hurt a bit.
Oh, that's what you think. This is the scuba radio crapstravaganza. Show today. So, you know, we apologize in advance, especially to people that dial us up at 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, who's this? You're on.
Robert from Ohio.
Okay, what's your first name? Say it again.
Robert.
Robert from Ohio. All right, Robert, you're sitting on Santa's lap right now, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa's lap, and you would like to ask him what for Christmas? Go ahead.
I'd like to ask him, I'm thinking about taking a vacation in Cozumel around next summer.
I'll
get some shore diving over there, and where's the best place to go diving?
All right, what do you think? Best shore diving in Cozumel for a vacation.
Okay, the best shore diving in Cozumel
is
off a boat.
Is off a boat.
Right.
Okay.
Cozumel's known for its drift diving, not its shore diving. It's the game.
You want shore diving, go to Bonaire or
a cruise ship pier.
All right,
or Curacao.
All right, none of those people are...
Turks and Caicos got good shore diving.
...are Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa. So I thought Santa would have an answer for him.
These guys know more than I do.
Well, that's accurate.
But I think our Santa is suffering from low elf esteem.
Maybe he's got too much blood
or alcohol withdrawal.
Hey, I think he's crying.
Santa and I went down there once on a cruise, didn't we?
Cozumel, I believe we did.
We did the drift dive thing.
That was off a beach.
They gave us a handful of shrimp pellets.
Mm.
That was off a beach.
I don't remember any of this. I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I don't know.
There's not a whole lot of shore diving on Cozumel. Couple things here and there. There's a cave.
There's a cave. You could do some cave
diving. You got to go on shore for that.
All right.
He's probably not cave certified, though.
Why do you say this? Well, because Santa knows.
He can take a class.
Did he ask about caves?
Cave certified.
No.
Santa needs to get him a cave certification class.
Well, there you go, Santa. You could do
Step
that.
Step up, Pete.
I don't even know if he's interested in caves.
Well, you should know that. You know who's been naughty or nice. You should
caves.
Know. Yeah, look, you know who's been naughty or nice. You should know.
You know if he's been caving.
Right.
Well, ever since the Russians hacked into my software, I haven't been able to know jack squat.
Okay. All right. So you're going to go down that road.
I'm going to blame it on the Russians.
You're going to blame it on the Russians.
The white Russians.
No, the Russian vodka, I think, is what we're going to blame it on.
Thank you.
Did you hear about the Russian geneticist? They crossed a snowman with a shark, came up with frostbite.
Ah! Yeah, it's hilarious.
He's on the naughty list.
They just don't get any better.
Hey, it's a craptastic place. Okay?
Yeah, it is. Crap-travaganza.
Bad joke.
Scuba radio.
That's
right. Ship your waitress.
Yeah, that was
swing and a miss.
There'll be a lot of those today, I'm
Strike
sure.
Two.
But that's fine. That is fine. All right. Well, let's get back to getting up on Santa's lap.
Do we have any mermaids get on my lap? Or is
no,
it all dudes?
It's all dudes. And but you could picture them as mermaids.
You know, I remember back in the day where we used to have mermaids as a crap extravaganza.
No, they've...
I used to look forward to that.
They don't do that anymore for legal
you
reasons.
You ran them off.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, now all we have is...
they love me.
People like the Scuba Cowboy. So he's with us today from Colorado. So, Pup, hop up on Scuba Radio Drunken Santa's lap and tell him what you want for Christmas, at least as a diver.
The first thing, I have two questions. I'm sitting here looking at this whole
extravaganza going on in Greg's.
No, wait, that's a crap extravaganza. Hold on.
I know the crap extravaganza going on Greg's iPhone on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, why is it that Jimmy the Bubble Boy keeps climbing up on Santa's lap, and why is Santa smiling? That's what
that's
I really
all
want to know.
Untrue.
Because,
what do you
because
mean?
There's some strange things going on in the studio there.
He's,
so.
He's
maybe
not
I'll just
smiling.
Stand next to Santa and talk to him instead.
Yeah, yeah. He's not smiling. He is screaming.
I'm cringing.
Yeah.
He's smiling because he knew there'd be a scuba cow pie.
No, here. I was smiling before. I was laughing because I farted.
Oh, jeez.
And he didn't know yet, so okay. I thought that was funny.
All right.
Hadn't quite made it up to Jimmy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they do call him Jimmy the Bubble Boy, so he's used to bubbles, right?
Yes. Bubble Boy, please step away from Santa's lap. Bubble Boy, step away from Santa's lap.
I'm stuck.
Okay. Whatever. All right. So,
Pop,
all that
Pop
aside,
always gets, you know, new cowboy hats,
yep.
Do-rags,
guitars,
tuning.
Do-rags. He likes wearing do-rags when he dives.
The thing that you tune your guitar with. I forget what it's called.
But, well, the do-rag would be more of a diver thing. So let's focus on, you got tuners. But yeah,
what he probably needs is a bigger freezer, because I know that Scuba Cowboy is really good at catching lobster and lionfish. So maybe an extra little freezer.
Yeah, okay, you would say to the Scuba Cowboy that's what he should get, but that isn't necessarily what he's asking for. Do you have something you want to ask for there, Pup? Or
well, here's the thing. He's absolutely right. I do utilize a lot of freezer space, but I have two huge chest freezers already.
Ah,
so
see,
we're good as far as that goes. I have an entire collection thanks to sponsors of do rags, but I'm always looking for new hats. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking at this point in time, I'm thinking the Scuba Cowgirl. If you could find me the Scuba Cowgirl, Santa, that would work out all right.
I like that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Wait, you can have the mermaids.
It's even fun to look.
Now, how about a Scuba Cowfish? I mean, because that's a certain kind of fish, and then that'd be more dive-related than just a cowgirl.
That's
not if she's a Scuba Cowgirl.
Trust me, Greg. There'll be plenty of diving going on if we find the Scuba Cowgirl.
Hey, now. This is a family show.
Above and below the water. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, now.
Okay.
Oh,
Scuba
brother.
So, yes, and you can always, you know, and always a spare set of strings, any of those things. You know, honestly, just some time with my dive buddies.
Mm-hmm.
All the great people that I get a chance to dive with. Of course, the Scuba Radio crew included in that.
Maybe an auto-tuner.
No, he doesn't need that. He's like,
but that's a cool effect.
He's old
school. The kids are doing that these days.
All the kids are doing it. Okay.
You know, that's how you're going to make a hit song.
You remember what I was saying earlier where, you know, the more he drinks, the more coherent he gets? I'm starting to rethink that whole mindset. But whatever. Okay. All right. Well, Pup, there you go. Yeah, under your Christmas tree this year, you might find a cowfish. I mean, a cowgirl. Or both.
Maybe a manatee.
A manatee?
Those are often mistaken for mermaids.
Well, he doesn't want a mermaid. He wants a cowgirl.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. We'll see. It's up to you, I guess.
No promises.
You're going to make the final decision.
If I find one I like that much, I might just keep her for myself.
Good point. You were saying you were ditching Mrs. Claus there.
So. All right, so you're in the dip.
You're in the
I
what?
I can move some things around. Tobacco.
Ah, okay.
She's a cowgirl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you settle for a rodeo clown?
I don't know.
She jumps out of the barrel, scare the crap out of you.
Sounds like Santa's gig
or we could
after
go with
the
rodeo
season.
Clownfish.
Yes,
right?
a rodeo clownfish. Absolutely. Or cowfish. Lodeo, or I don't know. Whatever. All right. Well, there you go. Whether you like it or not, you're getting something somewhat disturbing.
A DVD
there.
Of Finding Nemo. Merry
All right.
Christmas.
Let's move on over to, well, who haven't we have covered yet? Oh, Casey. Casey, what do you want? All right, get up there on his lap there and tell him what you want.
Hang on a second. Let me get my list out.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that a list or
what is this?
Let's see. He's laying down plastic like Dexter or something.
I had to, you know, I had to put my gloves on. I'm dealing with Santa.
What's with the butcher's twine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
I'm starting to feel
that's after the holiday season.
Uh-huh. What do you want there,
Casey? I need a new Dan membership. for the trip to Turks Caicos. That'd be good.
That's an excellent request.
And I'd like a new dive computer, maybe one from Scuba Pro. That would be wonderful.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
Can you make that happen?
Ted is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Very good. And, yes.
Then I think I need some more cigars and some mermaid rum.
Okay. Very good. Santa likes these things.
All right. So what he said,
if right, I tried to deliver them ahead of Christmas there, Santa, I might share.
Yeah. Okay, expedited shipping.
Well, notice what he said. He goes, "Oh, I like those too," but he didn't say he was going to give them to you. He just,
"Oh, that's
key
right."
Word is Matt.
You got to be careful what you say to Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa. He may show up on your.
He's giving
your
me
house
ideas.
I'll probably get is the empty boxes.
Yes, it's very likely.
And a bill.
He'll show up on Christmas Eve. But
well, these are tampons that smell like cigars.
Oh, that's not appropriate.
Oh.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
All right, fellas, from the top.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
This is just terrible. Can't stop a bite.
He knows where you live.
For crying out loud.
He knows that your window's open.
Where's your Christmas spirit?
He knows what lives under your bed.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Remember, Santa Claus is coming to town. C-L-A-W-S.
Claus. Hell yeah.
You like that one?
Finally, a good song.
Yeah.
On this crappy show.
Yeah, well, a crap extravaganza show.
That's it.
Yeah. All right, so we got one more crew member needs to get up on your lap and tell him what he wants for
Nope, that was
Christmas.
Everybody.
Nope. Dennis is still with us. Dennis, are you there, buddy?
I'm still here.
All right, so I have a feeling I know what he wants, but I'll let him state for himself.
Santa's on his break right now.
No, you ain't getting no breaks.
Does he want a shrubbery?
Does he want
a shrubbery?
A shrubbery.
A shrubbery.
Make it a really nice one?
Yes.
No.
A rubbery shrubbery?
Could be. Could be. Dennis, we don't want to speak for you. What do you want for your diving Christmas?
Ho, 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 Dennis. What do you want?
Actually, I want more for my to give the gift of scuba for my daughter. She has not been on a liveaboard yet and has been bugging me ever since I took our son 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So when I saw that Eric Douglas was coming on this trip, I thought this would be great because my daughter is actually wanted to get into accelerated English this year in school. So she's really eager to learn. And so here she'd have an opportunity to meet a writer and possibly learn some tips and maybe do some diving.
Yeah.
I'm touched.
I thought you said Eric was going to be on the boat.
And
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I'm going to make that happen.
You're going to make that happen.
I'm touched.
Craig, he does know that Scuba Radio is going to be on this boat as well, right?
Well true. Yes.
Right, I've already been talking to Clay.
You've been talking to Clay from Explorer Ventures.
I've been talking to Clay from Explorer Ventures about coming on the trip. And I said, well, you know, I'm a little concerned of bringing a 14-year-old daughter with, you know. And he's assured me that Greg will keep it somewhere on the high PG-13, low R rating.
Don't worry, Dennis. The shows are totally lame now. There's no girls. There's no mermaids.
Yeah. Well,
Greg used to be great. But what about the rest?
Used to be great back in the day. Now,
well,
totally
Greg,
lame.
Bring an extra mermaid tail with because I think she's going to want to get in the water.
Okay. So we need to recruit some new mermaids. So maybe that's what we can do with Dennis's daughter. Well, that didn't sound right, did it?
No.
That's not appropriate.
It wouldn't be the first time. You know, after
we have creepy
daughter.
Santa and drunken Santa and creepy Greg now.
Hey,
Greg
quit
is a first-class pervert. Don't let him fool you.
I actually thought you were going to compliment me there for a second.
I said first class.
Okay.
What more can you ask for?
I guess nothing. Thank you, Larry.
It's Jerry, the diver guy.
I know.
Yeah, you know all. You do.
Ho, ho, ho!
So all those things, all those items, everybody should expect them for Christmas. They've all been good.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I don't know.
You're easy. That's nice to hear. Okay.
You know.
Well,
you know what they say.
What do they say?
Hope in one hand, poop in the other, and see which one fills up faster.
Hey, Santa, really? if you'll just go to that closet behind the sound desk there at Greg's place, you could get all of our gifts from that closet.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, well, if you go in there, don't come out. Hey.
Is
that a shotgun
sound like
I heard?
Spring water.
What is that?
Yeah.
Someone's cracking up a cold one.
Yeah, well, evidently someone found my stash in the closet as well.
So. Your mustache? Hey,
that's
I got an idea.
Tasty.
You
have
I got
what?
An idea.
You have? Uh-oh. Go
that,
ahead.
All you good little divers can use for Christmas that we didn't even think about.
What's that?
Okay.
Stand back for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we do is we take some mason
Easy
jars.
There.
Uh-oh.
We take
I'd
some
stop right there.
We take some mason
I
jars.
Got several
and we,
of them.
We fill them up with
Grab him, Greg.
Oh,
we
geez.
Fill him up with Santa's pee.
Cut him out.
Oh, Santa's stop it.
Out. Dad, listen, there's
okay.
A, wait, there's a practical
Bubble Boy,
application.
The closet. Open the door. Throw
there's,
him in there.
There's a practical application. It's for jellyfish stings.
Of course. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So Santa's jellyfish sting neutralizer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
we can market it. You slap a sticker on it.
Okay.
Scuba
We're making everybody's.
Radios. Jellyfish remedies.
Yeah. All right. Well, while we're making everyone's Christmas nightmares come true, we might as well spread the love and joy to our listeners as well. Last week, I did offer up one of Eric's audiobooks to give away. I have a code, and I said all you have to do is email me.
I heard that's fantastic.
You know, it's funny. It sounds a lot like Drunken Santa there.
No, that'd be weird. All right, so here's one. Russ is he emailed me, and I think we might just make him the winner. It says, Greg, best wishes to you and yours for a happy and just important, very healthy 2017. I hope you have a lot of fun and safe diving in the coming year, especially beginning February 1st when I'm clear to dive. Yes.
You beat me to the draw. Whatever,
yeah,
Casey.
Yeah.
Suck up.
No. The proper terminology is brown nose.
You know the difference between a brown noser and a butt kisser, right? depth perception.
Hey. Okay.
I was going to say about 2 inches.
Yeah. He would love a code to this new book that Eric wrote, and he's between dive trips right now and have just returned from drift diving in West Palm Beach.
Funny.
Planning to go down to Roatan and Cozumel and would love to have the audio book to tie him over in between.
So oil, Russ, and water.
Code is coming your way.
To listen to.
Yes. We'll make that happen, there Russ. Make his Christmas dreams come true. And nightmares. If
you guys are really good.
Yeah. All right, look, we got another hour of the Christmas crap extravaganza to share with you, whether you like it or not. So prepare accordingly. Put on the rubber gloves, whatever you need to do, because we're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We apologize.
Good diving, everybody.
In advance.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.